God wise very cautiously, very intelligently, to use our resources, intelligence, to use our God wise and bring our pleasure. There is abstract that is what. And it is then there is no doubt about it. No doubt. Am I going to do it? I am confident. With this confidence I went to attend. The wise Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's, it is substance. So many aspects are going and talking nonsense. They are becoming successful. I am not Chaitanya. That was my call. Otherwise, I never expected that I shall be able to write so many books, and it will be so much appreciated. It is wonderful appreciation. Is it not?
Yeah, yeah.
I never expected. I thought that we get, if I say all these nonsense, grateful that it is nonsense.
By these appreciations?
They say they lost. It is not appreciated.
Yeah. There's never been such appreciation of one author's work before.
It's just amazing.
Even our own men are taking our mission more seriously now that these appreciations have come. They are understanding more how this is the only hope for the whole world.
It's very
grave work.
It's a lokasya jnana pradityam chakri sattva. We are given a light which is unknown in the world. That's a fact. Rupasa jnana pradityam chakri sattva. Anathava samadhisattva bhakti yogam padat. This is the secret of making the world happy. Anathava. Simply that they have unwanted things. A privilege of it. So we have to cut down this harapas, unnecessary, unwanted thing. This is all. That is better for you. First part. No, it is not Bhagavad Gita. Bhagavad.
Oh.
First part.
We don't have it. Have you ever seen it?
I'm not helpful from all.
Oh, yeah.
It's interesting. Like you say, it's a new culture. Our art paintings one day will be seen all over the world. Because right now they hang art paintings in all government buildings.
Is that somewhere? That is the one of the venture. Guru Maharaj wanted. Actually, it is his mission, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission, that I am a trash, I am not qualified, but only qualification is I try to do the best. Yes, that much practice. I have failed in the program and I thought I should try like this, whatever the best we have. Just to be able to have a little confidence and wise. He tells the world what he says, and Guru Maharaj wants to try to make sense. Yes. Mukam karati vachanam pangam langhayate girim. A dumb man can become an orator. It's like that. And the Lord thought that they pray so much. What is it possible? Nipam Paradivasa.
Yeah.
A dumb man can become horrid. And a lame man can cross over the mountain. Tattipatamangamandi, Sivan Giri. By the mercy of Guru, it is possible. These are not stories. That is spiritual life. Our credit should be that we are giving the statement of Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, as the product. Medicine is there always. We are not that we have an effect. But we are administering in the proper level. We cannot make any other decision. This is already there. But we don't make any other decision as it is there. That's what is coming up.
We need to shout to get new sources of food.
No. We just don't just that. Life after death.
Life after death.
Oh.
They do not believe. Or sometimes they do not believe. They like this. Oh. They are making research.
Well, if it comes in a scientific presentation, then they...
What? They science we believe. It is a good thing. Krishna is a good example. To be happy, the child is changing body, the Bible world. Very simple. But the brain is so dark.
It is too subtle for them to see or measure with their blunt senses. So therefore, they do not accept it. They think of it as just a fake.
That is. That's it. We accept it, even if we do not understand thoroughly. But Krishna says, ability, Shruti, ability.
They have too much bad experience being cheated, so they don't believe anyone. In America...
Why is Shruti cheated? And Krishna says, Krishna is not cheating.
They would say, how do you know God said that? Just because it is written in the book, how do you know?
No, it is not in the book, it is not there. All the authority.
But they would question everything.
That is it.
It requires faith, ultimately. Some faith.
Especially in America,
you must that. Because you have no faith in authority. Therefore, you are not.
Because all their authorities have cheated them. The president has cheated them. The bankers are cheating.
They are not authorities. Authorities mean those who are in the parampara system. Even parampara.
Of course, in America, they have no experience with saintly men. There has never been a saintly man in the history of America.
Huh? Yeah.
They don't know the meaning of saintly.
They then why they have said Lord Jesus Christ. But well, people don't believe in Jesus.
No, they don't believe.
It's like you say, Jesus said, "Thou shalt not kill," and they started off by killing him.
Yes.
And ever since then, they have continued their killing.
Yes. Their intelligence is so sad. This is the basic principle of their civilization.
They found some books now that they consider, theologians consider that they are books of the Bible that were omitted by the early Christian church to keep the people in ignorance, where Jesus states very clearly, "No meat."
What book is that?
The same Gospel of John the Baptist. It was translated from the original Aramaic scroll, and it's in the Vatican Library, but yet the Vatican doesn't.
Yeah, I've met some vegetarian.
In
this, he's
kind of in Los Angeles. Very strong.
It says, yeah, it says they actually did follow that, but they stopped the Gentiles from taking anything with blood.
Vegetarian Christians, and they say thou shalt not kill,
because
they don't kill anything. At least any animal.
Very small minority.
Yeah, they're a very small group.
No, they are killing their own babies in defiance of the Pope.
Yes. I'm eating the success. So civilized. Advanced. Scientists. Really bad.
There was another, they found another book where Jesus spoke about reincarnation, about transmigration of the soul, but that was also omitted by the early, from when Jesus set up the disciplic succession.
What book is that?
I read it in a theologian's thing.
No, they have books.
Yeah, they
hide them. That's not acceptable. See, there's no disciplic succession, so no one could really know the actual truth.
Yeah, they were, the disciplic succession was overthrown early in the Christian church.
After 50 years, they had a meeting and then they admitted certain teachings.
That's when they added the philosophy that you get one chance to either go to heaven eternally or go to hell eternally. Jesus actually, that some people are saying Jesus never taught anything like that. But the early church changed everything to keep the people in ignorance and keep their own position. They added that feature. And unless the people surrendered to them, they would go to hell.
Actually, there's a new movie in America which shows that Jesus was not even religious. He was political, revolutionary, trying to overthrow the Roman government, and his followers created the myth. And this is becoming a popular idea.
That is a really tough question.
Nobody knows.
That's it.
Because there's no...
That's the real point of that movie, is that there is no way to know anymore. Any theory now can be presented.
But at least, if you look at what's there in most of the Bibles anyway, the beginnings of Christ's movements, just like our own movement, all these men gave up all the material possessions, they went out and preached, and that was his general teaching too, that they should not worry for anything, because God is supplying to everyone, even the birds and beasts, so why should they worry? Just go out and preach. That was his basic teaching to his 12 apostles.
It's funny, I think. Why did the Jesuit bother about maintaining himself?
Actually, there are some good lessons to learn from them, because they were persecuted. They were killed by the government, even. But they never. But they didn't give up their faith. They remained very faithful, early Christians. And also, later missionaries went all over the world alone, to Africa, all countries of the world, converting people, although it was very difficult. So they had a very good missionary spirit, formally. See, when I went to Fiji, I saw many Christian churches in Fiji. Right next door to the house where Basudev lives, there is a Christian tabernacle,
yeah.
And they wake up every morning at 4:30 and they have hymns. Very early, same practice as we have, but it's Christian hymns.
So, along with all that, though, they're allowed to please their senses in any way that they like. So, their teaching doesn't really have much benefit for anyone. They're still doing all kinds of things like this. Now they're arguing that if you accept Jesus, it means that you can carry on doing as many simple activities as you like. But Jesus is going to take all the simple reaction.
Yeah, he died for us. So why should we suffer?
Yeah.
He said, let me try to do something. Yeah. This is our religion is very good. Since we have faith in Jesus Christ, we can do anything.
Let Christ continue suffering and we'll enjoy.
In order to not suffer, it's helpful. But when they said that you simply think of me, that's how you feel.
One of our party went to this commentary. He said the whole thing is simply propaganda. There's nothing there.
It's Oroville.
They're building a city. Did you hear it? And they asked our men, because people started to become attracted and asking and looking at our books. So the in charge asked our men, please leave.
Was that?
Yes. But there's nothing there. They're trying to imitate our Mayapur project, but they have failed. Trying to make a community. And they're very much hated by the local people because they are not following any regulative principles. They drink, they smoke.
They drink?
Oh, yes.
It's just
a bunch of hippies now. It's a complete bluff.
Yeah, the window is in.
Yeah.
He had that long hair. And he was victimized by that mother.
Yeah.
She brought, he was young, and she brought money. Of the lower stage. In the beginning, he had some yogic practice. But since that mother came, no man can conquer any respect. He conquered, and then nobody was allowed to see in a secluded meditation. Only this mother. She would supply food, supply, but nobody could see. And she would give darshan only one day in the year.
Yes, right, one day.
She would not speak with anyone. And the disciples were advised him to think of Aurobindo. Yes. So you hadn't yet.
I didn't go, but our library party on their way to town, they stopped there because they thought maybe they could sell a standing order. Well, they were quite shocked to find that the whole thing is a bluff. The propaganda about this Oroville just does not exist. They only have a few houses, and it's simply a few hippies who live there.
Yeah, make it happen. This is a big project.
They said our Mayapur project is more advanced.
This is the only movement now. All these other attempts have completely failed, at least in America. All the Indian teachers that have come to America being exposed.
I think transcendental meditation is like...
Well, that's big. Because you don't have to give up anything. I met some of my old friends in New York, and I debated with them. And their philosophy is that this transcendental meditation is based on natural process of God consciousness. And our effort is all artificial. We are giving up meat, giving up sex, this is artificial. Their philosophy is that if you continue meditating, one day automatically you'll give up these things. So why do it prematurely? Just keep transcendent.
One day you have to give it up. Why not give it up now?
Give it up when you are that. By the transcendental meditation, 20 minutes a day, automatically you are purifying yourself naturally. Therefore, that is more perfect.
I can't purify immediately. What is it wrong?
Oh, he says it creates stress. By doing it artificially, you create too much stress.
We do not feel any stress. You feel it. Because you are unable to feel it. But we don't feel it.
No.
We are giving it up since our spiritual master has said we are giving up. Immediately. But you cannot do it.
That's it. And there is envious, so we cannot. So therefore, he's trying to find fault. You are creating so much stress that you are actually blocking your mind from the higher realm.
That is, you are saying, our mind is not blocked. You are making progress. You are saying that, because you cannot do it. That is your deficiency. We can do it anyway.
You can only do 20 minutes.
See, that is the goal that you have to give up. You give up immediately. Without any difference.
But they're making propaganda against this transcendental meditation also. Mm. The biggest Christian preacher in America, his name is Billy Graham. Mm. He's a good friend of former President Nixon. Mm. Very wealthy. And he has stated publicly that this transcendental meditation...
These people, though, who follow these processes, they don't dedicate their lives.
No.
They follow it for 2 years, then they get married and they forget the whole thing. While they're students...
The hobby.
Yeah, college.
That's all.
But they, in college, they do it. When they're out of college, they get married and go to work, they forget it. Because so many problems.
Many ordinary businessmen and middle-class people have spent the money and practiced transcendental meditation for a little bit.
It's a course.
And they say it has helped them. It has given them peace of mind for a little bit.
That can be comprehended.
But there's one Hatha yoga teacher from India who is a little well-known. No, he's different. He's a sex teacher. But there's this one other Hatha yoga teacher. I can't remember his name. He's Vishnu Devananda.
Oh, I met him.
And he is publishing pamphlets against Maharishi. That this is completely bogus, in the name of meditation, it is completely fraud, bluff, bogus. And he mails out these pamphlets all over America. He takes out ads in the newspapers trying to expose that this is not according to any Indian scripture.
Yes, that's right.
But his movement is so nonsense, he has women sannyasis, Swami Maya Devi. I've seen a picture of his advertisement, join our camp.
Sannyasi, Ramakrishna is sannyasi.
He's, what is it, Shivananda? Divine Life. There. They advertise, come to our summer camp for yoga practice, and our women will teach you. They are swamis.
His students sued him one time because
he became Ramacharya. I've seen that sannyasi teaching. Oh, man. On the street.
On the street.
Yes. He came to see me in London, and I saw in the street there is a woman. He said, "I think sunrise."
Rajneesh
makes
woman sunrise.
They have all that sunrise. Rajneesh makes husband and wife sunrise. That we saw that Puna.
Yeah. we stayed at one man's house, and his brother was a foreign
resident.
After a day and a half, Prabhupada convinced the guy that Rajneesh was just a rascal. He came that morning, we left, and he admitted Rajneesh was just a rascal, and he was just cheating everyone. The outside, yeah,
seems as soon as these people die, like this Sai Baba, Maharishi, then their movement will be finished.
Another escalator.
Yeah, now there's another Sai Baba. He has the same hairs and everything. He's in competition.
Really?
And he's called something else. He's also from the South.
He does magic?
Yeah. Same type of thing.
With the ash coming from the throat.
Yeah. But Sai Baba is under fire now. Because they say that he produces small things, which you can hide in his robe. So they ask, why can't you make a big thing?
Like the most carrot.
Like they said, a big pumpkin or something big. Why only apples and oranges and small things? Why don't you make a big thing? Some scientists at Bangalore University, they have started...
He doesn't need my finger.
No. He says, I have come, you can accept me.
Some people say that they put a picture of him on their altar, and honey that's from the picture, and they collect it, and it needs some help.
His bodily feature is just like Rakshas.
Oh, yeah. Ugly. And in Jagannath Puri, I saw one shop which was selling pictures of him. One of the pictures, he was wearing cosmetics like a woman. His hair was cropped like a woman. It was the most ugly thing I saw.
And it's called the Universal Mother. It's a picture of Sai Baba, looking like a woman. And then they put the Universal Mother.
This Arun Kanti Ghosh, he wears a ring. Sai Baba ring. Yes. We always make joke with him. This is not Mahaprabhu. How you can wear this? This is foreign. He laughs. We make joke with him. Why you are wearing this ring? This is not in your custom to follow this.
He is husband.
Yes.
He has got this.
Oh, yes.
Love husband.
He does.
This Maharishi, he is capturing American money, but he's not using it to spread Indian culture.
Yeah.
Yeah. He does.
You are the only one who is using that formula. American wealth, Indian culture. This Maharishi is using American wealth, Maharishi culture. He's doing anything valuable with his money.
He's increasing his own name, I think.
Please.
Whoever.
Yes.
It's brainwashing.
They're brainwashing. They are making brainwashing. They're from that race. They used to go and scrap. They make food.
Oh, scientists.
How's that? And you said that drinking their own fluid?
Yeah. The astronauts.
Is it that?
Yes. They recycled it.
They recycled it. After they passed the urine, they put it through a machine that was supposed to purify it, and then they could drink it again.
You still have to go to the mosque. How degraded can become. Drinking, eating, they are going to mass and bringing report. All falls for to keep the prestige of the scientists.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just it's a
lot. They'll go on and on with their bluffs. They will bluff, they will try to bluff that they are creating life. Just like they bluff they've gone to other planets.
Everything bluff. I never believe. I never believe. And like, this is another, I have 10 years before, I have already rejected.
Yeah.
I didn't believe that.
Yeah, you've written many times in your books that we will never accept this. They have gone to other planets and found them empty.
So, both Arundhati and Kalika, they are in period.
Yeah.
So, this guy, Anu,
Annie Rama's wife.
Why? Because she knows.
She knows how to cook, yeah. She got trained with Michael Lincoln.
And the cooker, as she cooked today.
Yeah.
What
did
you
do?
They both at the same time? Everyone?
Yeah, usually.
No. the today's standard is nice. Because she must take in the scripture, how you do it. This was a night.
Mm.
We shall continue this standard for the time then.
Mm.
Yeah. You see, he has come back, then, where from there are these patrols?
Well, that man from Haridas Pool went, got there.
Hmm?
That Prabhu Swarup,
He
went and got the worry.
Where from?
I don't know, I couldn't make any turn away his son.
Is it place?
He just said he went out and begged some from somewhere, I don't know.
Oh, begged from a house.
That's what I made out from. But this boy should be back very soon. The boy that went out to do the shopping should be back very soon. They took a van.
There was one question I had, Srila Prabhupada. You have written in the third volume of the first canto different instructions for the age of Kali. How there'll be compulsory marriage, and so on and so on. And you mentioned about the gold standard, that this is very bad. This artificial standard of monetary exchange.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
In the future, this is something that we should try to correct.
We're going to do squat. Yeah.
Real gold coins. No feather.
Anyone has that money, it is fast. It is nonsense. Even some paper and thinking they give that money. How cheating it is from government side. And therefore artificial inflation. You can print. So the price is increased. Because you haven't got to pay him. Real money, you print and pay, and you will ask, give me this money, then I will supply. All right, then. You print and pay.
Well, it's definitely a means that the government has for controlling. Because they can withdraw money, pull it back out of circulation by increasing the interest the banks give, or they can get more money in
than artificial.
Yes.
Actually, they can't.
They control the amount of money, interest on loans. is all standardized from what they call the Federal Reserve System. This was introduced in the, during the Depression by the bank.
Whatever they do, when to receive money in the paper, you don't know that. Bad money.
And
it is bad money. It is not good money.
Actually, most purchasing in America is done on credit now. Even a step beyond paper money is credit. No money. Buying on no money. Loans.
That is in India.
We don't find these things in Vedic culture too much. Oh, now, one thing is...
There is never paper.
No, they used to...
Their barter system. I love my friends. I love something else. So, I give you something. You give me something.
But then, isn't inflation still possible even with coins?
Mm-hmm.
Even if you have gold coins,
mm-hmm.
isn't inflation still possible?
No, gold is acceptable by everyone.
The main point is the barter system.
Yeah, well, its value is recognized by what it can by its purchasing power.
Yeah.
So you can alter what, say, like you have one gold coin, you can alter what it.
No, if you introduce a real metal coin, then there will be no inflation.
There's only a certain amount of metal.
Yes. The exchange is more demand. More price. So, suppose here is a sector I'm demanding 10 rupees. So, both of you are your customer. And you are asking for this sector. Then I'm increasing my price. So, if you can pay me by printing paper, you will accept any price. That means artificial prices. Hmm. Is it not?
Yes.
So the idea is that with coins, the man who has the goods,
suppose he has got 10 coins, you have got 10 coins, I want 15 coins. So there will be no competition. I have to accept either from you or you 10 coins.
Right, because they've got so much money.
If I increase price, and if you print, if you have got power to print, all right, take 15.
Yeah,
15. But you print as well. But if the gold, the coin is there, you cannot increase it.
He can't increase the price of the product in the manner he's got, and there's got, because there's only a certain amount of money there.
But I can increase the price, provided you print. But by printing, it is easier.
Yeah.
But if you have to collect coins, that is ridiculous. So there will be no artificial increase.
Yeah, coins is a check.
Yeah.
On charging too much.
That is one thing. And these rascals, they're artificially printing paper as money. And I am a rascal, I am demanding more because I have got this one.
Yeah.
The difference between Vedic culture and the Krishna conscious culture and the modern culture is very, very dramatic, very big difference. So, the transforming of society...
that if we concentrate in hard projects, there is no need of exchange. Because I will satisfy with my product, that's all. There is no need of exchange. Whatever I need, I get in my part.
Weaving,
everything I get. So I haven't got to go outside for exchange. If you are satisfied in your part, I'm satisfied. They're very personal exchange.
Yes, that's
true. There's no need of exchange, artificial. There's banking, everything will collapse. Automatically. There is no money. Who is going to keep money in the bank?
Who needs it?
This artificial way of banking, that will also collapse.
This is revolutionary.
It's very hard for the mind to
not simply do this.
Such a dramatic transformation of society.
What about men? We do this as a craft, locally. By our goals, by our class, by our name, that's all. Let the whole world go there, don't you? You want to say, yourself, as you do this, there is an example. If you want that initial life, city life, and heavy life, you do. But who is a living life? This is life.
So we're going out to attract people to come to our lifestyle. We're still going out to attract people to come and live like us.
Yes. Well, even more than that, we know that we have the secret to real life. So it's our duty to actually, just like you say, the surgeon.
That is the truth.
He must cut.
Yeah.
He must, doctor must save the patient. It's his duty.
Heart is his duty. Cuts out.
When one is when one actually has the power, he can do that. So by our preaching now, we have to try and establish a Christian consciousness government first.
He said
from the democratic system.
He said, think in terms of the whole world, not just one nation. That is our future. And you are training us to think very big, global.
We get this idea. This style of life. You learn and be.
Yeah.
I'm not encroaching upon your independence. But if you want to be happy, you follow. This is our purpose. Upon your ascending progress, you be happy. Very ideally and beautiful love. But this can be possible only on the basis of Krishna consciousness. If you make minus Krishna consciousness exist, it will never be. Then it will not be. All these schemes will be successful if there is Krishna consciousness.
Only if the chanting and prasadam is the
halam, BTRC,
you know,
devotional life, then it will be.
And Gandhi could never implement his program.
Nobody can show it. They simply, the women, or the mass, he could not.
No.
There is no real attraction, artificial, by force.
Yeah.
Here the real attraction is Krishna. Sarathi, he doesn't mind. Let there is little income here, I don't mind.
A devotee is actually getting a higher taste. He's getting some real enjoyment, so he doesn't care for the
heart. Then the enjoyment, he cannot stick.
Yeah.
But that enjoyment is Krishna.
But just that chanting is enough. It's just so much
more. Everything, BPYC, chanting, kirtan, preaching, publishing, distributing, everything.
This requires super intelligence. Just like, say in Los Angeles, there are 200 devotees. It is taxing our brains how to give proper engagement to every one of them.
Go and sell books.
Some?
That engagement is already...
Yes, but some are not qualified. Some household...
It doesn't matter whether he sells one book or 100 books. It doesn't matter. Let him be engaged, that's all.
That's what I'm saying. To find the proper engagement, the best utilization of every man.
Very good engagement. Very good engagement. Go door to door. I don't mind. It loses no sense. But you have gone. That's all. I don't mind. You did not business because you could not sell anything in your salary. You dismissed. No, there is no such question.
Well, then they feel dissatisfied. Then they would prefer to do something else where they can perform better. They can accomplish something more.
Our devotees tend to work on a fruiting basis. Mm-hmm. If they don't get some result from their activity, they become discouraged.
In other words, sometimes...
Who says that? Don't bring money.
Where? No, I'm not discouraging you.
Even if you don't bring. Yeah.
Yeah.
When we took sannyas, you told us to go door to door. We brought some fruit and some change. The Prabhupada was very satisfied.
No, I mean, it is practical that if a man comes with artistic talents, then I will try to engage him as an artist. A man, different talents.
There must be engagement.
Right.
And there is an artist or bookseller.
45 different talents.
Nobody should be allowed to keep things lazy. That is not good.
So I'm...
Yes, of Guru Karmata. That is... And now this is... What is that, man?
Or I can get another...
And they will be successful.
Yes.
If they're sincere, they will be successful.
So it is little passion.
Not passion.
But to engage.
I was doing a lot of this. I was printing back to the others and going to the place. I was writing. I was posting.
In one room you had many corners for your different projects.
If you have hundreds and hundreds of devotees in one center, then you have to be concerned with their spiritual life, how they're engaged, how they're supported. So the more people that come, the more intelligence is required to manage.
We cannot order more people out.
On Mayapur, 500 men. No. No, you said that one building,
yeah.
We can hold 500 men.
Yes.
So we are waiting for these men. If they have so many extra men for practicing, then send them here.
No, that's not the point at all.
At first you wanted?
Yes. What? Sadhguru.
Nyata.
Nyata kuru karmattam karma jaya yakarma na. Sarira jatrasi te na pusite takarom.
And I'm thinking that by selling all these books gradually, hundreds of thousands, maybe even millions of people will want us to give them some advice. They'll want to elect Krishna conscious leaders. They'll want us to give, to guide the society. So it will require great intelligence to...
But shall we have to know where he is? Then we can do it. What is his position? Then we can do it. It's like darkness. You have to see what is the disease.
Yeah.
Then it is medicine.
One of the symptoms of the disease is that all of the people are engaged in artificial work. And the whole world is interdependent there. So it's a very complex system of world trade, world finance.
We have nothing to do with that.
But since the rest of the world is going on like that, then to transform it,
you are embarrassed. You come to us, live with us, you get your food, and whatever service you can do, that's all. Come here. That's all. You send in one of our paths, or in temple, let him be children. And if he is actually serious, then have any engagement, there is no difference. If he wants that, I shall walk in this way. That is not possible. You have to walk in our way. Then there is unlimited opportunity.
What about this?
Niyata.
Niyatam kuru kama tvam kama jayo hi kama na sarira yatrapi kratena prasidyad akama na. Perform your prescribed duty, for action is better than inaction. A man cannot even maintain his physical body without work.
Yes, whenever I say that you sit down, lazy. You must work. And that is interest. How to engage a person in someone? That requires governing body. That is it. They should be ready to work at your intelligence to then give. And there is sufficient. Why you are constructing so many centers? There is enough work to do. It's like here, there are people are trying, And if one can be pleased, if one can be convinced in the philosophy.
In India, there are 500,000 villages. So we need how many men?
Yes, and we want that all these village people may come daily and hear and chant Hare Krishna.
They were in Assam, one of our traveling parties, and they met a Gaudiya Math temple managed by Madhav Maharaj. And there were three or four brahmacharis in a village, and they had the whole village actually engaged. They stored some of the activities. So they were engaged in making the village Krishna Khan in their way. So similarly, we can do the same.
Yes.
It's like Gaur Govind, he's bringing many villagers here.
He's good for sure.
Yes. And there's 500,000 such villages all over India. And they're more pious. In Sundarban, when Bhavananda went to the Sundarban jungle, they had tremendous reception.
Yes.
Very good reception.
Everywhere.
And yet there's no roads, there's no lights there, nothing is
there. Yeah, it's good for you. And then good for you.
At least we can use 100 travel. You once told me and Kamal that we should have 100 jeeps and send them all over India.
Mm.
100 jeeps.
Now you're saying that it is possible to come, you see.
Yes.
Or even if you cannot speak local language, still it is.
Yes. And all of our magazines, at least in Bengal, are being sold within the villages.
Mm.
To organize the whole world to cheating, then it seems we can be given the intelligence to organize it for Lord Chaitanya.
You cannot cheat them. Maya's way, bring them to Krishna's way.
Mm.
That's all. That is also cheating. Tell them, yes, you live like this.
In Assam, there's excellent fields.
Mm-hmm.
In Assam. Yes, they're all Vaishnavas. They worship Lord Chaitanya.
Especially in Manipur.
Yes, especially in Manipur. There we could not go though.
Mm-hmm.
Our men were not allowed to. They could not get a permit. They got as far as Shillong. They did 15 standing orders in a few days there. They were only there for a few days. That used to be a British capital.
Where?
Shillong.
Shillong, yes.
Very beautiful city there. And they sold books to at least one dozen bookstores. They took Bhagavad Gita. They did very well in Assam.
Mm.
In 10 days, they did 26 standing orders in three cities. Guwahati, Shillong, and then Siliguri, in northern Bengal.
This is very much astonishing. They do not touch religious books, but our books.
Yes. Yes. They have no budget to purchase religious books. They only want technical books. But when they see our books, they cannot say no. That has been the response.
Spiritual potency.
Technical books, that might make you go into. He's a watch.
He fixes our watches.
Ah.
We go to him.
So he has written one book about his experience. And you tell him everything. Because you're mistaking her.
Yes.
He gets for every edition 3,000, 5,000 a day. That is an extra income. But because it is technical.
Yes.
But
especially in India now, that's all they want to read is anything on technology. Any field.
No, in the...
They have been brainwashed.
Oh, Western country also.
They're Indian,
is it? Now, this higher English, higher mathematics, higher philosophy, no student admission. So what is it? They're going to close.
Yeah, philosophy and all the arts.
Now, anything I study, does that.
It's true. Technical studies and business.
I agree. He's not getting any engineering class. So what is interesting? What is the reason why I'm not going to be done? We have to have money.
Physics, computer technology, all these things.
And they're prepared to spend lakhs. Some of these technical books cost more than 100 rupees a volume.
Yeah, they charge it.
But they'll buy them.
But you would have to have a patient. Even that Professor O'Connor?
Yeah.
He will kill you. So I don't think he's some student. But I mean, he's going to dismiss the patient. But he has no student.
Can I start by whether we send our men to the university?
I could understand his position. Now he's going to dismiss.
No, it's a fact that people go to college in America, but they cannot get good jobs when they graduate. If they have not taken specialized training in engineering or something
technical,
but if they have a general education, they cannot get good jobs.
And this is Maya's kick in India, is that they read these books, they go to school, and when they come out, there's no job.
No job.
And they have to become these, they work in the hotels, but they're 5 stars. Hotel work.
No, there is a news for High Sunday Post. There were 3 lakhs of these.
In the railways.
In the railways. There were 500 Post. Better. And the application was 3 lakhs. Every time, many years ago, therefore they became naturalites.
Yes. These naturalites come from the educated class.
Yes.
Terrorists, communists.
Liberals, the thieves, rogues, women, rather kill, and don't kill.
That's the trend then everywhere. Because unemployment is increasing.
And especially in the country, it will be dangerous because it's black. If they don't get a employment, they will create havoc. These blacks.
Yes.
They're not civilized.
No.
They want money, and if they don't get money, they will create havoc.
Money and liquor.
Yes. If they do get money, they will find.
Money they get, but they can eat, but there is no culture. They want liquor.
Mm.
So these rascals do not know how we are making human civilization. They do not see that without any fixed income, we are maintaining such a huge establishment all over the world, without any fixed income. How we are doing? We are not thieves, we are not rogues. We are all gentlemen.
In India, they say the CIA is funding it.
Yeah. They might say anything, but actually, what we have?
In America, they are supporting the unemployed through federal and state welfare, which is paid for by tax money. So the more the unemployment increases, the more the taxes have to increase. Otherwise, these people will starve.
And thousands of people live off the welfare checks.
There's big scandals in America
mm-hmm.
about cheating on the welfare rolls mm-hmm. to get free money from the government.
Yes.
That's a big scandal in America. Very difficult to control because there are so many people involved.
I remember in England that was a big thing too, the welfare state. So many people, they're not working, and they're getting more money from the government by not working than they were by going to work.
Years ago, there was a scandal in the States, and in the Midwest, they found a family who was receiving a total of $30,000 a year in welfare checks.
Yes.
$30,000.
This problem practically ruined Australia's economy. Five years ago, Australia was a very wealthy country.
Yeah.
And then they elected a new government, socialist government. And they began increasing all sorts of benefits, pensions, welfare benefits. And millions of people, not millions, but many working people stopped working because it was easier just to get the free money. In this way...
You should be very careful because you are giving free prasada. Similarly, a lazy fellow cannot come and take people.
Yes.
Therefore, engagement must be there. Otherwise, this lazy fellow will come. Sleep and take people.
In Mayapur, we feed free during the week, on Saturday, Sunday, and during the week, we feed those who work. Those who work, and we feed. Those who do service.
Now, one day, 2 days, we give prasad.
Yes.
Regularly, we give prasad and say, remain lazy.
So in Australia, they kicked out the government. Completely kicked them out.
Okay.
And had a new government formed. Because they had created a huge debt, federal debt. They were spending much more money than they had. And they were simply increasing the taxes more and more. But the people just kicked them out.
It is good?
Yes. the year before they got kicked out, I was distributing magazines at one political rally. The Prime Minister came to Perth. And when he came there, all the farmers came, and they were so angry, they were throwing rotten eggs at him, and tin cans, and all kinds of things.
The farmers.
They devalued the Australian dollar very much. The Australian dollar used to be worth maybe
more than
$1.40.
Yeah,
or $1.60. Now it is almost equal.
Oh, so much.
Yes, they had to do that because their economy was ruined. He had taken away. This man was crazy. He had taken away all the tariffs, so that foreign countries were supplying their products in Australia, and the local businessmen were going out of it. Local manufacturers were going out of business. So many problems. And they're so proud of their modern culture, modern education and advancement, but they're being blackmailed by the Arabs. The Arab countries are considered very undeveloped, and the Western world is so proud how advanced they are, that they are being now blackmailed by the Arabs for oil. So what is the use of their advancement? But now they have to do whatever the Arabs want, they have to do.
I think he's not retiring. He's gone for good.
Oh, no, he's back. He's back.
So I didn't do anything.
Just now, was in
the... They have become completely dependent on oil.
Everything artificiality is there. You cannot make a scheme of mental construction. That is not healthy. The standard is very. The whole world is chatting on this idea. There are so many artificial ways of living.
You want some canna?
Hmm?
She says she has, they brought some fresh canna. You want some of that too?
Separate.
Separate.
The reason is their real business they forgot. Durasahaje Bhavihattava. They are trying to be happy by adjusting this extra element. They do not know what is happiness, but what happiness is meant for. Nothing. Simply they are manufacturing ideas, which is extra. Durasahaje.
Yeah, but they think that roasting and ghee are just dry roasting.
But that it is roasted.
And they're not, they didn't get already roasted.
Dry roasted.
Because they're roasted in the shells.
Roasted in the sand?
Well, I think that's how they do it.
Yeah, they take it.
Then it is all
right. Yeah.
So it's dry right from the shells or if they're all right.
Yeah, get out from the
shells. You don't want them heating or
anything? No.
Oh. They roast it in the sand.
That is good.
Yeah. Very roasted.
Nature's law is that if you are not Krishna Tantra, he will be put into trouble. The law is there. That is the religious economy, common life. You cannot accept that.
They're always being harassed.
And they are trying to save harassment by nature's law. Very important. There is ahankara guna, respect, and that false prestige. They are trying to save it. And ultimately, trust. Death. Struggling. Now, last one, death. Finish. Now according to your karma, all that is just with them. It's free. Finish? Stand up here. Have power in you. This is nature. And these rascal scientists have no knowledge of this. So I from the three towns, why is the tree standing there for 5,000 years and I have a good path? Why is it defined for pollution? He is also living into the animals. They have no brain. That is also living into. Now, this tree is dead. That means that it has life. So I found the life here. Who made him a tree and he made him a prime minister? Who made him? They cannot answer all these questions. Simply blindly following their own mental control. Mulana vijana pimami paparam param padhikrikti nama inkunaita. Everything is there. ma adesso viene con il fisico, il fisico, eccetera, non risuonare in una condizione, dello dico, di tutti i scolari di rispetto. By illusion, everyone is thinking, my this happy day is still gone. The one slap, crowd belongs to you. This is all imagination, mythology, and finished. The Russians that concluded, and this life finished everything. One said one, everything is finished, because it's so far happy life, isn't it? Very dangerous to do this. To keep the human society in darkness. The gap is going from up.
We can put some sloth here, man.
Yeah,
I can feel.
But then Baba goes.
When I was in Kathmandu, in the hotel I was staying there, it turned grass and I put one cloth and
then it was
insulated.
Oh, well, it says, go to the hall down. Why do you get so much water?
No, if we fold it up, we can put it on our...
That's all right, but it is from outside.
Oh.
Better give me my wrapper. That is...
Yes. Got it. Oh.
Anyone. The document is registered or not?
Not registered.
Why?
I mean, the book is just come back.
That's a question I meant to ask, because that question will start coming up in America. They will say, Krishna's an ordinary man, he was killed by some hunter.
So I do answer.
You haven't been asked? Yes, the answer is very difficult to explain to them.
You said I want to answer if you're not busy.
No. You here?
No. Still here.
During Dasha.
Mm-hmm.
So did I answer?
I was in English.
How do you answer?
Well, first we have to explain that Krishna has a transcendental body. If they don't understand that, then how can we explain Krishna's...
And that's what I'm asking, how we explain. The answer is that we, living entities, we are part and parcel of Krishna. We do not die. Nagayata namriya seva. Kadati. At any time, it's not that bad, Junarjan. Nahanate Hanumami Sahiri. Hidden by destruction of this body, we do not die. You know this. So we are part and parcel. We are Arishara. How to start and
yes.
If my skin is eternal, but the body is not eternal. And the body can be dead. So, why did he die like that, appearing as dead? So that is his lila. That he has so many lila. So why this lila? Just to cheat you. You are exist, and to keep you exist forever, so that in your life after life you will not understand Krishna. Therefore, just to cheat you, because you are exist, you cannot think of Krishna properly. To keep you in darkness forever, he manifests.
Why should God want to keep the living entities in darkness?
Because you want to be. You are such a rascal that is taken in Bhagavad Gita. Mura janmani janmani mahamapta. These energies exist class. Life after life will not be able to understand this. For this purpose. I love that part.
This is very good, because I know this question will come up now.
Yeah.
They will find out that there is an Indian... Yeah, they'll find out, oh, it says God died, what is this? Then they'll challenge that this is not God, Krishna's ordinary man.
Attaining repeated birth amongst the species of demoniac life, such persons can never approach me. Gradually they sink down to the most abominable type of existence.
It's to keep you everlastingly in darkness. He shows this, Vila. I see I am dying. You are right that I am a man. You are still Mura, human. In that condition. This is this. Otherwise, how Krishna can die? Who is going to die? The part and person. And how he can die?
So they will try and separate Krishna from his soul, his body from his soul.
Whatever you do, that is for you. It is not Krishna's actual position. It is for you. Yes, you see, as that. Just like sometimes in Hindu Muslim rites, many deities of Krishna are broken. So, the modern thing, now Hindu deities are broken. Finished.
God is dead.
God is dead. So it is like that. By breaking see deity, he says that now Hindu Krishna is dead. Finished. We are finished. But that doesn't mean that he has broken the deity. That Krishna is finished. But he thinks that, yes, we are finished. He is Hindu deity. So that he is continual. His foolishness that these people worship idol and we can bless them. Correct.
This will be very difficult for them to understand.
But how do they understand it?
They cannot understand anything.
They can't understand. So deep down in darkness, this is ugly. No one has done money then. A life after that. Murha janmani janmani. In another place, Krishna said, Bohune me janmani, tabacharjun, ositani, tabacharjun.
Oh yeah, Bohune me the apatani janmani janmani tabacharjun, tani hamvedi sarvani, natural vedi sarantika.
But there is another way they can understand also. Just like in Christianity, they all believe Jesus was killed and then immediately he was alive again. So, in the same way,
after 3 days,
Krishna...
Resurrection.
Yes. So in the same way, Krishna also was appearing again during
the Krishna,
Lord Chaitanya's Leela.
Krishna is not dead. That's like sun. Sun is never out of the sky. It is in my eyes I see the sun is down. Formerly these lusters have believed sun is dead at night. The Christians believe them. Is it not? Some of the Christians believe that at night sun is dead. And the world is square.
Square.
This is your knowledge. Lord Buddha, he rejected Vedas. Nindasi jagga vidhiraha suti jatam. He has been taught that he cannot deny the authority of Vedas. And Lord Buddha, he denied the authority of Vedas. But the devotee, they are worshipping. Keshava dhita buddha sariya jaya jaga vidhiraha. Lord Buddha, he can understand your pastime. He says, you are Lord, I offer my obeisances. So the devotees can understand. He cannot understand why Lord Buddha denied the authority of Veda. To keep you in darkness. He wanted to stop animal killing, and he preached Ahimsa, non-violence. That was his mission. Now these rascals came forward that in the Jagga Vidhi, animal killing is recommended. So, why if you are stopping animal killing? Buddha Buddha replied, I don't care for your freedom. Does it mean that you don't care? Vedanam Maniya Buddha Haya Nasti. He prayed like that, that I am nasty. I don't believe in your Buddha. But actually, he's not. His mission was different. But these rascals will not understand why he is denying the authority of the Lord. So there it is, Sanmaya Sura Dvisam. Lord Buddha appeared to cheat the atheist class of men. Sanmaya Sura Dvisam. Sura Dvisam means those who are envious of the believers. Sura, they are called Sura, and those who do not believe in God, they are called Asura. So just to believe that way. But here is incarnation. And they do not accept incarnation, they do not accept God, or the first of incarnation. here is a our leader. So they did not believe in God. And Buddha said, no, man, there is no God. We haven't got to believe in God. You believe me or not? Yes, sir, I believe. That is Krishna. He is God. He is supporting. They don't believe in God. But believe me. He supported them. Yes, there is no God. But what I say, you believe? Yes. What you say, who say? This is Jesus. San Mahaya, Suraj Visha. Mahaya. So, God has to deal with so many reptiles, fools, in this material world. Sometimes, He displays His pastime like that. But who will understand? Only the devotee will understand. So you do not understand Krishna. We are devotees of Krishna. We know the secret. To keep you perpetually in darkness, He manifests such Leela. That is the answer. Yes. Just like the idol breaker. They think now that Krishna is finished in a problem. During Hindu Muslim life, they do that. They break their mosque and they break their temple and all that.
The Baba gave the argument. Because this one man was challenging that this Krishna is simply sex symbol, dancing with so many women, having so many queens. So Prabhupada's challenge was, but where is the pregnancy? Where is the abortion? And he was dancing with the gopis. Therefore, this is not ordinary. This is beyond the material. It's spiritual. That's a big challenge, maybe.
Apart from that, where is he? You could believe Bhagavatam, the Krishna dances so many thousands of gopis and he has so many wives. So why is there not pregnancy? Why is the gopis are not pregnant?
Yeah, the gopis never had any children, but his wives had 10
children. 10 children each. He cannot say that he was important. Then we could not make the gopis pregnant. That is not. Because when he married, he begot 10 children, each wife, 16,000 wives, and 16,000 10.
Only 16,000.
And their children, those ones were a very big family, one crore. But you cannot say that he was important. And God cannot be important. Then why they are not pregnant?
But you never had.
And why there is no arosa? Consciousness refuses. You dance, immediately get sex. And there are so many simple activities after sex. मुहाना भी जाना है मामे को परमोपो मुहाना था जितना निश्चय किसका रिवी गुनोई भावी कहता नाम पता है सर दस जो को माया समाप्त होता है One boy was asking what is born. I said, but you are born in India, he asked him, what is born? I'll give you anything. That's all I got. India allows us some God, we have love this bad answer. And in India, you're not asking us to go. How much did they get in Indian Fabrica? Just be nice and close.
Naham Prakasa Kavasya Yoga Maya Samavrita Mudo Yam Navijanasi Loko Mam Ajam Avyayam. I'm Ned
Mam Ajamapa.
I am never manifest to the foolish and unintelligent. For them I am covered by my eternal creative potency, Yoga Maya. And so the deluded world knows me not, who am unborn and infallible.
Just to deliver. Jesus. You want to humanity, star like humanity. Sabbath. Janwani Janwani. Life of God. This is real. Is that the correct answer? Still, there is some other. Naham Prakasa Sarvasya, this is it. Why shall I reveal myself to this at this class? Janmani Janmani. Let them remain for fools.
Is it purple?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It may be argued that since Krishna was present on this earth and was visible to everyone, then why isn't he manifest to everyone now? But actually, he was not manifest to everyone. When Krishna was present, there were only a few people who could understand him to be the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In the assembly...
He's one on the set, and he was a religion. They exist. They cannot understand. They are the human always. He actually one understands Krishna. Who you are? Give me.
He's
simply waiting. But changing this body, that's fine. But Prabhu Han Kunal Janati. One was understood Krishna is universal. Jiva Mukta Savutsa. Even in this life, he is Mukta. I know that Janma Karma Chuddhi Pamma Vijayanatka. You tell you, who could understand Krishna, then immediately you would have to give it. And if you were given a test, then you would not ask this question. You do not know Krishna. Neither is it possible for you to understand. You remain in darkness.
On that tape where you were arguing with that man, you asked him, did you read Bhagavad Gita? He was criticizing. But then he asked him, did you read Bhagavad Gita? He said, no.
Yes. Yes. He has created this Vibhadananda and Chinmananda, so many lessons. They have created such a situation that India people are more, are mostly in darkness. Although God appears here in India. execute the steps, thankless task. And they did it on the Chirman on the so many Mahavadis. Ramakrishna is Bhagavan. And what is it? That's his head. That's his Bhagavan. He said, yeah. I understand Ram, I understand Guru. That he came in shelter of Krishna to prove his God. So when I go, the original God, as I take him, he is maintaining his position, then I understand Krishna. So then, Saint Krishna is not as a king. So I cannot go to Saint Krishna, how can I go to you? Your authority is also Krishna. So I shall give the original Krishna, take you an imitation. You may be the same, but I am not a very intelligent man. Why shall I go to the imitation? I shall go to the world. Is it not? I am not so expert to understand. Whether you are actual or not, you are saying there is no proof in this article. So let me go to you. Is that all right, argument?
Yeah.
Why shall I take you? You are supporting. Trying to maintain yourself. Everyone says that I am Krishna, I am God. So in India, we have to fight people. There are some natures, but mass of people, they are all right.
In the villages, they all still worship Lord Chaitanya, and the villagers in Sundarban, they don't worship Ram. They worship Lord Chaitanya. And also when I was in Dhaka, there was none of the Shakti Puja. They had all temples of Lord Chaitanya there when I was there.
So you take the Dhaka responsible.
Yes, I will go.
Take that temple. It will be very nice. A great triumph for us.
Establish Vaishnava.
Yes. The temple is nice and let us innovate it and establish our center. And gradually, if Americans preach there, the Mohammedans will come. If Hindu preach, they will take other one. But when they see the Americans have come, they will take it serious. And now we have a philosophy. That is the educated class. You understand? So take that, and it will be a great time. My Guru Maharaj is a tree, he established the temple, and Pita Maharaj was selling it. He has no power to go here. He was exchanged. I told you that.
Yes.
I went to the owner and asked him that your temple is being exchanged with the Maharaj. He said, they took it seriously. He stopped. This temple has gone on to enterprise big Jamila. They live in Savavali. They have got enough property in Dhaka. Big Jamila. Bali has. How he dared to exchange the temple established by Guru Maharaj for a house in Calcutta. Yes, what kind of person you are, Christian? What is the condition? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Very quiet. I mean, I came out to Mayapur, I think it was about 10 days ago. I saw a big bus
Purusas, and this the son came out with a bunch of people to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But it's relatively quiet now. Yeah. There's no action.
So he brought some men from Belgium.
Yes. He brought some people in a tourist bus.
India?
Yes. We have noticed recently many tourist buses there in Mayapur now. They are coming from other areas. Middle class people, they rent this tourist bus and they have been touring Mayapur. Sometimes they come and at the time of prasadam, they ask, can we get our food here? We're about 40 persons. So we take them over to the prasadam pavilion. This was never before. Never was there a tourist bus in Mayapur.
No.
Never.
Shall go? What is the time?
It's about this. I think it's still a little short. I don't know. Yeah.
Hey.
Give the class in the morning for the start. Because now there's no speaking in the No, you're not speaking in the evening.
Oh.
Because it's worth learning for the class in the morning.
Do I? No.
Yep. Anybody want to chat in the morning? Yeah, everybody wants.
Mm-hmm.
Only sorry to cut in. Yeah.
Virginia, is it?
Oh, no.